This is the eighth chapter of Len Bertain's book of the War on Waste, How to Win the War on Waste in 90 Days. This is a chapter on strategy. This is not a chapter to compete with other treatises on strategy. There are a number of great tomes on the subject. This chapter is merely a place to put it in context within the War on Waste. There is a very important reason you want to continually track wastes. Wastes are a direct reflection of the efficacy of your strategy, and collecting and paying attention to wastes is part of managing a business. Here's how this works. We noted a number of years ago that wastes reflect directly on strategy in the following way. Michael Porter, the strategy guru, defines strategy as any number of value proposition it tells your customers. It tells your customers and the market how you intend to make money. We define a value proposition or value-added proposition to be what a customer is willing to pay for. Essential support functions are those that support the adding of value. Waste is everything else. So the waste captured by the war on waste will tell you how well you are doing at delivering value or implementing your strategy. The war on waste led to the idea that strategy became aligned with process in the program. We referenced Michael Porter, who is the preeminent strategy scholar in the United States. But this observation is not Porter's, it is ours. This came out of our field research. It was a remarkable outcome and we didn't see it coming, but it happened with all of our clients. Now it serves as one of the anchor tenets of our innovation paradigm. Let's explore that a bit. Who cares about this? Why is this important? To answer these questions, let's get back to the basics. Porter's previous definition of strategy provides the guidance to the executive team. It defines how they will channel their actions. But in this paradigm, it also guides the workers as well. Typically, there is a disconnect between the board-defined strategy and the implied strategy. The implied strategy is what the employees think it is. Ideally, they should be the same. In the traditional model, strategy is interpreted and translated from the top down. Tactics tend to be piecemeal. They often occur without a rank-and-file link to the big picture. If management changes priorities, they appear to be erratic. Support from the troops is also hard to achieve. Strategic planning is usually a periodic process. In most cases, it occurs every 1 to 3 years. In today's rapidly changing markets, that is not enough. It is often obsolete before it is fully vetted. Things get overlooked. Bluebird or random opportunities are often missed. Traditionally, planning determines actions that are needed. Consensus is elicited, line and staff are trained, and then action is initiated. Sounds pretty ducky, doesn't it? We think it is putting the cart before the horse, and we have a little cartoon to reflect that. The traditional strategic planning process has some very good tools and techniques. One of these that we've used a lot is the SWOT technique. It was a strategy tool developed at SRI in the 70s. For those not familiar with SWOT, SWOT is a tool that is used to formally address a company's strategy relative to competitors. In the simplest application, you examine your company's strengths and weaknesses in the market against competitors. After completing a war on waste project, employees have a handle on the strengths and weaknesses of the company. They were covered in detail in the war on waste. I was surprised how well employees could handle these discussions. After all, we'd been looking for weaknesses, in particular the wastes, over the previous weeks. So now they were introduced to a new tool, and we engaged quite well in the discussions of strengths and weaknesses in the company. However, the opportunities and threats discussions required a lot of education. For instance, what did we mean by opportunities and threats? when we explained that new products evolve out of opportunities they started to understand. And when we discussed threats, they began to see why their CEO had that worried look on his or her face all the time. They started to understand. We use SWOT analysis with our clients after they have been through the war on waste. Instead of a tool for managers, it becomes a tool for everyone. Most of the other tools of lean manufacturing are seldom used here. Workers don't value the nuances of many of these tools because they are complex, and to me, they're not very useful. We are not dismissing the other tools. They have their place, but they're just not useful for our purpose. We started by getting the worker bees involved in the SWOT analysis. This is the first step. It is how we align strategy with process. When CEOs watched the exchange during SWOT debates, they were blown away. Once employees got the basics, they were able to engage. The discussions were great. In these debates, we found a lot about the company. For one, most employees didn't have a good handle on strategy. If they did, few managers were aware of that. Still, from this analysis, strategies got revised. The changes weren't tweaks. They were really big deals. Sometimes it was a great idea that drove the change. But in all cases, these changes of strategy were organic. That is, they evolved through internal resources, and they involved everyone. All ideas were heard as the innovation paradigm encouraged listening. Managers, executives, and all employees need to drive the action. And they take action with one eye on ROI. The other is on the mission relevance touchstone. It is this combination that guides how strategy aligns with process. In the tribal knowledge paradigm, strategy is defined in context with mission. It is coupled to mission relevant action. We believe that the process should start with the informal strategy. Find out what it is, support it, and then implement improvements of this strategy, look at the results, and get consensus. The goal is to continually refine strategy and tactics through the feedback process that we're discussing here. This is a continuous and iterative process, and it helps to define the innovation culture. In the traditional model, strategy isn't flexible to market demand. In today's market, strategy needs to be more dynamic and can be embedded in the organizational structure. Strategy in the innovation paradigm starts with action. We trust the implied strategy. Chalk the field, add the ROI and mission relevance touchstones, simplify the rules of the game, and keep score. We use the term chalk the field to help here. It means exactly what it implies. Remember the games growing up? One of the authors grew up in the country. His family had a field that the neighboring farm kids and he would use to play baseball. They didn't have chalk lines to mark the field, but they had lines that were just as good. They had the old redwood tree that was a dead totem. It was out in one of the farmer's fields. They had the edge of the barn. The line between the two was first baseline. Third baseline was the fence post and the tree in the corner of the field. Of course, home, first, second, and third were all cow pies, not fresh ones, of course. So when a game was played, things went pretty smoothly. That was until a questionable foul ball got everyone arguing about it. Issues arose and tempers flared. Eventually, the issue was resolved and the game continued. This is mentioned as the foundation of chalking the field. Today's kids only play baseball with chalked fields. They live the organized life of the city kid. They need chalked fields. They have a problem when taken to an empty field. However, they quickly figure out how to play a game. They make rules up just as we did as kids. They learn to chalk the field on their own. And they don't have real chalk lines. Wow! They do that on their own. They figure it out. They define their boundaries and decide on rules to play the game. What is a fair ball? Who calls strikes and so forth? Kids figure it out and the games get played. In business, a similar thing is done. There are rules that define each job, but there aren't necessarily rules to define how the game is won. How do you win at the company? This is the job of strategy. Jobs are isolated and metrics applied to the tasks involved. A group of people working on a common goal is a team. The rules that define winning need to be made clear. These rules amount to chalk in the field. That is what is meant by the expression. Team members need clarity. They need to know when they have won. This, of course, can be dictated, but will lead to suboptimal results. Or you could just let the people try, let them plan it without any guidance from management. Of course, that is another prospect for a disaster. Your company's chalk lines should be a joint management worker effort. They will provide clear metrics for all, and it will lead to a chalked field for the team. If the strategy is relevant to the mission, then chalking the field will drive the expected results. The war on waste strips away all unnecessary process and assets. It creates broad understanding of the business and the processes of innovation and change. The innovation culture begins at this point. As we move forward, we shift from a focus on waste to capitalizing on strategic opportunity. We want to capitalize on our strength and external opportunities, and we want to counter any weaknesses or external threats with SWOT. With our two touchstones, we add the boundaries of chalking the field, and this unleashes the innovation culture. Of course, the team needs to keep score. Everyone on the team needs to agree on when a run is scored and when an out occurs. These simple understandings lead to very positive work. No one wants to play a game when the score is not kept. They want to know if they are winning or losing. The score should be posted routinely so that everyone knows how they are doing. Once momentum has been achieved, then a flywheel effect takes over. It only takes small kicks of energy to keep the flywheel going. This is what we are looking for. Once there, company-wide improvement is possible. Strategy development and implementation ferret out roadblocks. Consensus is formed on a strategic direction. All of this is achieved while know-how and capabilities are improved. Know-how across the organization is connected to the strategic process. This means the organization has all the ears, eyes, and hands at the ready for finding and implementing strategic advantage. Or in SWOT terms, this means taking advantage of opportunities. Lean business initiatives are good places to start this process improvement activity. They all focus on the value-adding processes and procedures of the organization. They start with what value-added means for the organization. Then they look at waste as anything that doesn't add value to the product process. The Lean program looks at the efficacy of strategy from the bottom of the organization. So what does this mean? For one, looking at waste, where value-added products or services are being delivered, monitors strategy. This is not our normal concept of how to run a business and track strategy. It is almost counterintuitive. This new concept says that by keeping the monitoring of strategy in the hands of the super-educated MBAs, you're missing the boat. In other words, if you want a successful strategy, you need to involve those on the front lines. You need to place a monitor where the value-added service or product is being delivered or created. That is how strategy is aligned with process. It is why process is so important when looked at through the value-adding lens. It finds the mismatches that exist in strategy, culture, and marketing. I read the book about Steve Jobs by William Isaacson. He tells a story of Jobs addressing one of his teams. Unlike the normal Steve Jobs, this time he was calm. He held up his iPhone and said, "I want to sync my address book to the iPhone with my computer." Why doesn't this work? Fix it. He was referring to the cloud. In other words, a waste was identified and it directly reflected on Apple strategy to make syncing an iPhone with an iMac easy, which it wasn't. Everyone should remember that example as it leads to the next chapter. In that chapter, we look into not only how, but why you need new ideas. The next chapter is talking about the Tribal Knowledge Council. If you want to find out more about the War on Waste, you can do so at www.waronwasteacademy.com or www.lenbertainsbooks.com. Thank you very much.